keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ava.
And Ethan.
With your 9 a.m. deadline.
In local news, Brisbane and surrounding areas are expected to receive up to 200 millimetres of rainfall today as storms batter the southeast. The Bureau of Meteorology are warning of flash flooding in suburbs and areas surrounding Ipswich, Sunshine Coast and Caboolture, with 6-hour forecasted rainfall up to 90 millimetres in those areas. The storm is expected to continue throughout the weekend as it progressively builds in intensity. In other news, the Gwydir wetlands in northern New South Wales are using the markings of a historical tree to manage the wetlands' water usage and learn how best to encourage the reproduction of the coolabahs and red gums. The research currently being conducted on the different trees have been labelled as interesting and groundbreaking by climate scientist Danielle Verdon-Kidd. New South Wales Government Environmental Outcomes Monitoring and Research Program report will have results of the research being conducted, ensuring that water needs from the community are met by connecting river systems and raising more informed conversations surrounding water management. In national news, Australia's largest garment pattern supplier is closing, leaving sewers and tailors worried for the future of physical sewing patterns. In early February, Simplicity and McCall Pattern Service Australia, the company behind what are considered the big four sewing pattern brands, announced it would be closing down its Sydney warehouse as part of the global restructure. Simplicity were the major suppliers of paper patterns to craft retailers and reportedly supplied 99% of Spotlight's patterns. Paper patterns are a heritage business, with Simplicity being founded in 1927, while Butterick, a company under the Simplicity label, has been around since 1863. Anne Groves, a founder of online store Designer Stitch, says that many paper pattern creators weren't moving with the times, whereas independent designers have been offering digital sewing patterns for over 20 years, stating that the commercial industry has been badly affected by all the independent people coming up.
In breaking news, Angus Taylor has taken leadership of the Federal Liberal Party after dethroning Susan Ley, the party's first female leader, 1 month before Parliament returns. Taylor earned 34 votes to Ley's 17, according to politicians present in the meeting room. Jane Hume is also expected to take the deputy position, but that has yet to be confirmed. This bill comes after dwindling popularity poll results in the latest news poll, and after months of rumblings questioning Ley's leadership. In international news, the Trump administration faces setback as ICE has been ordered to completely pull out of Minneapolis after two protesters were shot dead by ICE. National uproar and protests were held to go against ICE and force them out of Minneapolis. Opposition Democrats of Minneapolis as the Trump administration made the decision to pull the ICE operation out of Minneapolis. Trump official Border Czar Tom Homan states, "The two cities, Minnesota in general, are and will continue to be much safer for the communities here because of what we have accomplished under President Trump's leadership. Despite thousands of ICE officers leaving Minneapolis, some will remain stationed in the city, although specific numbers have not yet been confirmed." For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting possible storms and heavy rainfall across the southeast. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger rating for today, and the UV index is 6.6, predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.